Hi guys, and welcome back to my podcast, The Greatest Heist of All Time. My name is Allison, and like the title says, in this podcast, we're going to be covering some of the greatest heists that have been pulled off throughout history. We're going to be looking at the who, where, why, how, and when of these heists. We're also going to be going over some of the theories associated with these cases, and if these cases were ever ultimately solved or not. In this episode, we're going to be covering one of the biggest heists in UK history, the Great Train Robbery in London, where the thieves stole 2.6 million euros. This heist happened on August 8, 1963, near Bridego Bridge, just north of London. 15 men wearing gloves, helmets, and ski masks pulled off the heist with the help of two accomplices. One who provided the train schedule and cargo information, and one who provided their safe house, Leatherslade Farm in Buckinghamshire. They robbed the Glasgow-London Royal Mail train, which was carrying used banknotes about to be destroyed. They stopped the train by turning a green track signal red, and when the train's fireman went to investigate, he was captured and unharmed. Though none of the thieves were carrying firearms, the train's engineer was severely injured with a blow to the head. After this, they took about 120 of the mail bags in the train and drove away in their Land Rovers to their safe house, which I mentioned earlier. They divided all their money, and while laying low, decided to play a game of Monopoly. Later, six thieves were tasked with burning the farm down. They did such a poor job, though, that the police found everyone's DNA and fingerprints. And where exactly did they find the fingerprints? On what the thieves thought would be a harmless game of Monopoly, which in the end was the reason for their capture. Now we're going to look at some of the men involved in these heists and their stories. The first person we're going to be looking at is the ringleader of this group, a man named Bruce Reynolds, who was a known burglar and armed robber. Bruce was one of the few thieves that wasn't captured at first. He fled the country and settled down with his family in Mexico, where he stayed for almost 5 years before his share of the money, which was around 150,000 euros, ran out. He returned to England and was subsequently arrested and sentenced to 25 years in prison. 10 years later, though, in 1978, he was released on parole and he published his book, The Autobiography of a Thief, in 1995. He also has five other books that he authored or co-authored, and there have been many films and TV shows about his life or the heists. Next, we have Ronnie Biggs, who has a whole interesting story of his own. Ronnie was one of the 12 of 15 robbers that was captured and sent to prison, though in 1965, 2 years after the heist, he escaped using a homemade rope ladder. He fled to Paris and underwent plastic surgery to change his appearance. He then fled to Melbourne, Australia with his wife and children. After about 4 years, authorities started closing in on him, so in 1969 he fled to Brazil. He lived in Brazil for 5 years before he was arrested by a Scotland Yard detective, although he was able to avoid extradition because he had fathered a Brazilian child. Ronnie knew he was famous, and he used this to his advantage to make money. In 1978, he recorded the song No One Is Innocent with the famous band The Sex Pistols. In 1981, 3 years later, he was kidnapped by British soldiers and taken to Barbados. The soldiers planned on taking him back to the UK, but he once again avoided capture because Barbados had no extradition treaty with the UK. He went back to Brazil and his health started declining. In the late 1990s, he had several strokes and decided he wanted to fly back to England. He did this in May 2001 and was then arrested by police. He was sent back to prison to complete his sentence, but 8 years later, officials released him due to his declining health. Now we're going to be going over some of the other robbers with less notable stories. The first one is Ronald Edwards, who went by the nickname Buster. Before the heist, he was a former boxer and club owner, and he is the one who officials think hit the train engineer over the head. He is probably best known, though, as his role as the subject of the 1988 movie Buster. Like the mastermind of the heist, Bruce Reynolds, Ronald Edwards also fled to Mexico, but he gave himself up 3 years later in 1966. He served 9 years in jail, and when he was released, he could be seen regularly selling flowers at London's Waterloo Station. Sadly, in 1994, at the age of 62, he was found hanged in his garage. Next, we have Charles Wilson. He was the treasurer of the group and was responsible for giving everyone their share of the money. He was captured and put on trial, where he quickly earned the nickname the Silent Man because of his refusal to say anything. He was sentenced to only 30 years in jail, but after just 4 months escaped. He fled to Canada and was on the run for 4 years before he was caught again, and he served 10 more years behind bars. When he was finally released from prison in 1978, he moved to Spain, but in 1990 he was shot and killed by a hitman on a bicycle. Obviously, prisons in London weren't so good back in the day, because this is the second person in the great train robbery that has escaped. Our next thief is Roy John James. He was a silversmith and a racing driver, which is why he was the main getaway driver for the heist. He left a crucial fingerprint in the group's safe house and was ultimately caught after a rooftop chase. He planned to invest his share of the money in new car technology, but was sentenced to 30 years in jail. He only served 12 years of his sentence, and after being released, he moved to Spain. In 1993, he was arrested and sentenced again to 6 years in prison. This time, though, was for shooting his wife's father and then hitting her with a pistol. He died at the age of 62, not too long after being released from prison. Lastly, we have Brian Arthur Field. His story is pretty short, but he used to be a crooked solicitor. His role in the heist was to make the arrangements for and buy the farm safe house that was used after the heist. He was sentenced to 25 years in prison, but later it was reduced down to only 5 years. He died not too short after his sentence in 1979 when he was involved in a motorway crash. The robbers that were not mentioned in this podcast were Gordon Goody, James Hussey, Roger Cordry, James White, Tommy Wisby, Bobby Welch, Bill Bull, and John Weeder. The information in this podcast was taken from sources such as Britannica, Wikipedia, and BBC News. Thank you for listening to The Greatest Heist of All Time. Tune in for the next episode where we cover the Antwerp Diamond Heist. Once again, my name is Allison, and thank you for listening.